what's happened is a lot of people are now out of work, so they're all buying the detectors and just going anywhere where they think they can find their fortune so they can retire.
Where are they going?
Every which way. They don't seem to mind. As long as the detector points that direction, that's where they go. They don't seem to worry too much about whose properties or leases they are, or if they're encroaching on anyone's toes. It doesn't seem to worry anybody.
So how do you know this is happening?
Our personal experience.
I believe you've got a property at the old town at Halls Creek?
Yeah, got a mob of leases there all around the Ruby Queen and Jubilee and everything else I've had for quite a few years.
That's somewhere prospectors occasionally want to stay, is that right?
Yeah, they come down and stay there. Used to be a condition if they stayed at my camp there, they could wander around on my leases and all, but most people don't worry about that, they just go out on them anyway.
Is that how you're in touch with what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. So I'll keep in touch with it a little bit that way, and other times I'll keep in touch when other people report it back to me.
So how often are you getting called by a prospector to stay at your accommodation?
Oh, they just turn up there now if I'm not there, and as long as they bring in a few victuals and a bit of fuel, they're welcome to stay up there.
How much of an increase in prospecting activity would you say there is in the Kimberley these days?
On precious metal and stones and that, I'd say 200 or 300% more than there was a few years ago, because people just haven't got work anymore and it's going to get heavier.
How much gold is out there?
How long's a piece of string?
How well prospected is the land around Halls Creek?
Oh, pretty well prospected by detectors and that, but not chemically. That hasn't been done properly all over the place yet.
But would that be within the capabilities of these individuals?
Some of them, yeah, but not detector operators. They're just looking for the easy stuff.
How often are you hearing about people making discoveries?
Very seldom. Very seldom. Maybe 1 in 1,000 make a good quid out of it. The rest of them all really lose money with the amount of money they've spent on outlaying to do the retirement thing.
What is it like to go out there prospecting?
Very hard. It's a lot harder than what most of them think. Some of them are very lucky. They strike the odd patch, they might get a few ounces, but most of them, it's a matter of hundreds of little pieces for a gram, and that's not in my paddock. I'd certainly use a plant to do that.
These prospectors, is it all above board, or are they straying onto land perhaps where they shouldn't be?
Well, that inevitably happens anyway, because mining leases and leases haven't got fences around them. It's all part of pastoral areas. So unless they know how to read maps and get the map work off the mines department, they don't worry too much about it.
How likely is it that we might see even more prospecting for gold?
Oh, that'll be on. The less money that's in the system, the more people will go out prospecting. They'll go back to panning dishes, small sluices, anything they can get, $10 or $20 a day so they can live, because the dole doesn't pay too much.
How do you think the gold price plays into the situation?
Oh, it's pretty good at present. It's very good, in fact, because they don't have to find many grams in a day to pick up $100, $150. And if you're lucky, you pick up a couple of $1,000. Of course, they'll go out there.
How much can the average prospector expect to make?
That depends entirely how lucky he is and how persistent he is, whether he'll put in a 10-hour day walking around in the hot sun trying to find something that goes beep.
When these prospectors do find gold, how do they sell it on?
Oh, easy. Sell it at the bar, sell it to their friends, and if they've got a little bit too much and it's too rough, it doesn't look good, they send it to the mint. And the mint just purifies it, pays them on percentage or whatever the gold value is on it.